This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
Man, I just love our intro music. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio. Did you pick that, Brandon?
I didn't, but it's very catchy, I will say.
It's very catchy.
It is catchy.
Very snappy.
Yeah, very snappy.
Well, welcome to Auto Talk Radio, where it's 7:02 a.m. on the West Coast. Like me and Paul were just looking at the times. It's 10:03 a.m. in New York. It's 3:03 p.m. in London. 4:03 p.m. in Paris, 5:03 p.m. Keith. I can keep going. There's like a million of them.
There was
here.
A lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
We had lots of choices.
All the world time going on here. We couldn't decide what time we wanted it to be, but
well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's it's 5:03 p.m. at Keith.
There you go.
There you go. So
that's how you time travel. Just fly there. It's a different time.
That's not actually time traveling. I'm going to be honest with you. No matter where you are and where you go, it's the same time. Just not the same time.
It's their different time, though. So you're time traveling.
Yeah, but you're in the same time.
Yeah, you are.
Same date.
Same
Maybe
date.
Maybe not.
Well,
no, you might cross the date line and you go to a different date.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Go to two New Year's Eve parties.
It's kind of tricky. We should stop talking about that. It's all good.
We're not talking about auto anymore.
No, we're talking about time travel. I don't know why. But you could do it in an auto if it goes really fast.
That's true. Back to the Future, DeLorean.
Yep, yep. Did you come down 8:05 this morning?
Yeah.
Did you see the accident? The SUV that was flipped over upside down?
Oh, yeah, the Mercedes, yeah.
Was it a Mercedes SUV? I couldn't tell the way it was facing. All the parts were ripped off.
Oh, it definitely rolled. It was,
There was a semi there. I think maybe it clipped the semi.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Over.
The semi didn't look to have any damage.
Yeah, the semi was okay.
They nicely pulled over for the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So. Anyway, I don't know. There wasn't an ambulance or anything, so apparently everybody had gone.
I saw the fire truck and stuff, and they were just hanging out.
Unfortunate, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the traffic wasn't that backed up, so I was thinking, man, the thing must have happened recently, though, but...
Yeah, it looked... Yeah.
But
there's not that many people on the road.
No, it was off the side of the road, too, where it happened.
Yeah.
So, anyway, there was a tow truck there already, though, attempting to load up the SUV.
Pieces of it.
The pieces of it, yeah. Yeah, on the forum. Folks, drive safely, man. You got to pay attention when you're out there on the road, because bad things can happen, and we don't want that, that's for sure. All right, 1-888-344-1170. This is Auto Talk Radio. We appreciate you joining us this morning. What are we talking about? Fixing your car. How many miles can you get out of your car is the question. How many miles are on your car? Do you know?
92,000.
So yours is almost 100,000 miles.
Yeah.
That's barely broke in.
For that car.
That car?
It's time to get a new one. Yeah. We're getting close. We're pushing the envelope here.
Paul's driving a European car. Yeah. So when we do talk about those, you know, people with Mercedes and BMWs, and they're usually, all the electronics on those start having problems after 100,000 miles usually.
It's usually all the plastic components, the cooling system, everything's plastic.
Everything just starts coming apart.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, just...
They're really made for about 100,000 miles. So what you'll do is you're going to trade that car in or sell it. It's going to go to auction, and somebody that should own that car is going to buy it. And then they come see us, and every time they see us, we're like, it's $5,000 to fix it. And they're like, what?
What?
But this is my dream car. That's why I bought it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you should maybe buy one new. But that'd be extremely expensive. So.
Yeah.
You've had that car for a while, though, huh?
Yeah, 3 years.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
A little over.
So. Time to trade it in.
Yeah, it's been a good car, but yeah, it's just getting up there in mileage.
Yeah, they do, man. They do. All of them do. So, mine's barely broke in. It's only got 40K on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like new still.
Yeah.
Yeah, still cruising along.
Good trucks.
Yeah, it's a truck, though. It's not European.
Yeah. No, I'm going to probably get another Wrangler.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you
go. I'm not a European kind of guy.
Yeah.
I just don't want... I mean, they're cool cars to drive, but the servicing them and working on them, and
not my favorite thing. Yeah. I mean, I got the Kia all the time, so I don't really drive it anyways.
Yeah. So, anyway. Oh, so you're a Japanese car kind of guy now.
Yeah, Korean.
Actually, those little Kias are nice, man.
Yeah.
The new ones are nice, cruising around and it's cool. So anyway, so we have a bunch of those. All good. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. Today, but we are talking about how to get the most mileage out of your car. And doing some research, a couple things to come across, you know. I was looking at mileage that people are getting out of vehicles if you take good care of them. And I see these cars. Like, people talking about, there was a person with a 90 Lexus LS400 with 320,000 miles on it. And those cars can go a long way.
Oh, yeah.
Especially Lexus is a good quality car. 94 Ford Ranger with 488,000 miles. That's close to my F-250 97 that I got 400,000 miles out of before I sent it on. And I sold it and moved on it on its way. It went to the Midwest. Guy flew out here and bought it because it had no rust. That's what he wanted.
Yeah.
He lived in Missouri, St. Louis. Yep. So.
And, yeah, I've seen a few cars this week working in El Cajon with 300,000.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. So 100,000 on most cars is not a whole lot of mileage.
No, anymore. Yeah, as long as you keep up with that maintenance here.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's key. Yeah, just taking care of it, you know. So it's a good thing to do, for sure. So anyway, all right, let's see what Fred has going on. Good morning, Fred.
Yeah, hey, guys, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. What's happening?
Yeah, just real quick, I have a 2015 Lexus ES300H, the hybrid. Uh-huh. Everything's fine with the car. It's got 111,000 miles on it. It's going strong. I bought it from an owner, had all record history of it. And I just had something repaired, actually successfully diagnosed and repaired by Joseph at your West Kearney Mesa shop. Mm-hmm. I had never. This guy actually had this car garage kept, and I had never gotten the springs and the struts done. And okay. I just noticed like there was a little tiny bit of not a squealing noise, but like I could just tell something didn't sound quite right, but you could barely notice it, and he could barely notice it when he looked at it. He says, "Yeah, I would just recommend getting these struts and shocks done." He says, "Typically the springs will start to go." And sure enough, that did the trick, which was really good. So here's my question, though. I'm getting ready to leave California for reasons which are obvious, but I won't discuss because it's a car show. Going to Florida.
Okay.
Going to Florida, and I'm looking at driving this thing across the country. So I was wondering, beyond what I'm normally doing at your shops, which is the multi-point inspection, I just had the brake lines done on this too, flushed out, and
gotcha.
The hybrid battery reservoir and all the other stuff, you know, tires are fine. I don't know if there's anything else that I should either get looked at or maybe keep in my trunk. I don't think that there's nothing wrong with this car, but I'm going across the country. I just want to make extra sure.
Well, first off, that's a great car, and 100,000 miles is not that much. And one thing is, it's funny that you mentioned what the mileage is, because struts about 100,000 miles. That's when they wear out. They just don't. That's a wear point. As long as you've stayed on top of all the other maintenance of it by time and mileage, there's really nothing to worry about with that car as far as driving across country. I mean, good car. Shouldn't have any issues.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at. I'm looking forward to getting it up when it's on the freeway. I get close to 40 a gallon.
Oh yeah.
I think I should be fine. And I'll just not top off my tank till I hit the Arizona border.
There you go. That's a good idea. Yeah. Good point. Yes, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. No, as far as maintenance-wise, as long as you've been on top of the maintenance and all that, you should have a worry-free road trip, man.
Yeah, well, thanks very much. And thanks for the care over the years. I'm going to miss seeing you at the Teddy Ball every year, but it's time to go.
Yeah, I understand. There's a few people following the direction you're going, for sure, whether it be Florida, Texas, or other places. But we understand that. We're going to miss you too, man. We wish you a safe travels to your new place, and all good.
Okay. All right. Thanks again.
You got it. Take care now.
All right. Bye-bye.
So, good point.
Yeah.
I was, you know, driving cross country, and you need to make sure, I mean, but driving anywhere, but still. keep stay on top of the maintenance of your vehicle. Yeah, and it's worry-free, just like he said. You know, he stayed on top of the maintenance, so all that. Not the only person we talked to that's leaving this wonderful state, huh?
Yeah, I keep hearing that more and more.
I know, here and there, huh?
Yeah.
So, but we'll see. Hopefully things are going to change for us here coming up.
We'll yeah, see. Hopefully, yeah.
We'll see. Hopefully we can maybe change out the governor and a few other people. Some people running for offices in, or Congress and things like that for the state of California that seem like, I don't know, it'd be interesting to see if we get a flip and a switch, but we'll see.
Yeah.
See what happens. See if we can get things a little different here. It's definitely time for a change.
Yeah, yeah, so, definitely.
Putting it nicely.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And I don't want the change to be that I have to move to Florida either. That's not for me. So I'm going to try to stay here, but...
West Tampa Automotive and Transmission. Yeah,
you never know. No, I mean, if we're going to go, let's go down to, how about Key West?
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We work on cars in flip-flops, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Warm all the time on the beach. You take your jet ski and come to work.
Yeah, yeah.
From one key to the other.
Yeah, yeah.
All good. Anyway. All right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. We're going to take our first break. And we'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on the Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. We appreciate you joining us this morning. Last night I went to a birthday party.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
I want to wish Becky a happy birthday. It's her 60th birthday.
Oh, cool.
Her kids threw, put everything together and
Fun.
Her and my good friend Kevin, they've been my friends for forever. They're amazing people.
Yeah.
But it was her 60th birthday and her daughters put together this big thing. They flew in her parents from New Mexico and everybody was there. It was really cool. It was really cool.
Fun.
So, wishing her, actually today's her birthday, so happy birthday to her. So, good stuff though. It was great. They had dinner, great dinner, birthday party, all kind of cool stuff.
That's cool.
It's good to get older.
Yeah.
It's better than the second choice.
Yeah.
If you don't get older, we got a big problem.
She does not look like she turned 60.
No,
not at all.
Mm-mm, no. But 60's the new 40, I hear.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing these days. Yeah. At least that's what I'm saying is I'm heading that direction.
It's kind of like cars. You keep up with your maintenance.
Good. That's right. Yeah. That's exactly it. Well, that's true because I've met some people that are like 35 look like they're 80.
Yeah.
So you got to keep up on your maintenance.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Make sure you're getting your 100K service done.
Yeah.
All good. That is true. It is important. And Bodhi would call and agree with that you got to keep up on your health as far as that goes.
Talking about yoga.
You're going to be doing some yoga?
No, Bodhi does yoga.
Oh, I thought you were going to do some yoga today.
That'll
be interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No.
I'm not going.
No, I'm not doing yoga today. We'll have to call the chiropractor.
What's wrong with Paul? He's stuck in a downward dog.
Yeah. He's flying.
I think his back froze up.
Yeah, yeah.
you should start with some stretching maintenance first.
Yeah. I'll start with trying to tie my shoes or something.
All right, folks. Give us a call here. 1-888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related. I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STARS certified, taking care of folks up there for over 30 years now. Time flies. Talking about maintenance. Gotten old doing this. A little bit. And West Elkhorn Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue. AAA approved, taking care of folks out there. Since this year is 10 years.
Is it?
May. Well, 2014.
Well, yeah.
I only know that because that's the year of the Kia that we bought for out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's right.
Yeah, it was, it wasn't, yeah. Yeah, May of 2014.
Whew. Dang.
10 years, man.
10 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Well, not really, but I mean, it went by really fast.
No,
right?
Yeah.
But yeah, out there in East County for 10 years, taking care of folks. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in central San Diego, AAA approved and smog certified. Taking care of folks out there, over there for 6 years now. Wow. And then, of course, And then West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, right in the Golden Triangle, right across the freeway from us here, 5726 Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STARS certified. Also taking care of folks over there for coming up on, it's 4 or 5 years, coming up on 5 years now, I think. Yep, something like that. And West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, taking care of folks there up in North County Coast. Almost a year now. So that obviously been there for 30 years and a great addition to our family there. All of us at the West Automotive Group come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio, me, myself, and my employees, for one simple reason. We all believe in the same philosophy. That is, we never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle service repair and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. And stop in and definitely get an appointment to take advantage of our diagnosis, CertiCare diagnosis, anything you got going on, transmission-wise, etc. We'll get it diagnosed for you properly. The number one most important thing of any repair is proper diagnosis, right?
Yep.
Without that, it goes south quick.
It does.
It does, yeah. And we see a lot of that. People coming in with all kinds of parts been replaced, etc., and still have the same problem. So we're there to help. Get online, go to westautomotivegroup.com, make your appointment, we'll get your car and get it diagnosed properly. Prevents, by our master certified technicians, prevents and eliminates unwanted parts replacement for sure. We do offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home, and there's rental vehicles available with partners that we have nearby if you need a rental vehicle during the time of servicing or repairing your vehicle. Very important. You can jump on westautomotivegroup.com and follow us, follow us at Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Actually, I don't think it's called Twitter anymore. What's it called? X?
A lot of people still call it Twitter, though. It's X. They do.
What's it called, Brendan?
X.
X. He says it with X. You can follow us on X, then. Or
X.
Or Twitter. Tweet, Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
But it still have a little bird.
No bird.
They don't use the bird no
just
more?
Just the letter X.
That's just
it.
X.
Oh, that's the sign? They got rid of the bird?
That's correct.
Somebody killed the bird.
Yep.
Oops.
Yep.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It hit the windshield. Yeah. It's done. Anyway, all good. You can also click on the Auto Man where I'm the and see all the Auto Man segments where they're posted there on our YouTube channel, where I'm the Auto Man for Fox 5 and the CW. Or you can click on Auto Talk Radio. We put all the shows there. They're podcasted after we're done live. Or you can pick up our podcasts anytime at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and tune in. All available there. Or you can listen live by going to 1170 AM. Just click on it.
Right? Yeah.
Click.
If you go to tune in.
Yeah. If you go to get a podcast from any of those podcast places, you put in 1170 AM weekend shows and ding, there it is.
There it is. Bam.
Yeah, bam. You can take Auto Talk Radio with you anywhere you go. As our good friend does down in South Bay on his walks every Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah.
Listens live.
Nice.
There you go. So, or give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're happy to talk to you about anything automotive related. Okay, so we were talking about doing your maintenance and keeping your car going, right?
Yes, we were.
It's very important in how long cars can last. So, some of these cars, though, are pretty good cars. But for example, here's a good example. If you were to buy a brand new car, and you can buy like the Kias that we get, like between 25 and 30,000, you can buy a car, right?
Yeah.
A car like that. So not like a Lexus hybrid or nothing, but I mean, you can buy, you know, let's say 25 to 35,000. There's a lot of cars in that range that are like the Kia Soul and Honda Civic, right?
Yeah.
Stuff like that, right? Now, how much do you think a Honda Civic costs these days? Probably like $35,000 right now, right?
I would assume. I don't know that really the car sales.
Me neither.
Prices.
But I'm just saying, I just know the Kias because we bought a few of those recently. Yeah. Last year, we bought two new Kias for our fleet. Yeah, so. And I believe they were like in the mid-20s.
Yeah.
For those. Basic sold, though. I don't buy all the comfort stuff. There's you don't have the heated and cooled seats and all that.
I don't. It's okay. I'm going to be okay.
The air conditioner works, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Windows work.
I'm going to be okay. Yeah. I'm going to be just fine. Yeah. Trust me. But still, you can buy a car for that. $25,000 to $35,000. You can get a new car these days. But just think of this. If you properly maintain that car over the next 15 years, you will save around the purchase price versus replacing it every five. You know how some people go out every 3 to 4 years and buy a new car, trade in a car, whatever. There's a lot of money lost in that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you're not driving the value out of your car. Or you could do like I did and drive the value out like I did with the F-250, 400,000 miles. You get the value back more than once.
Yeah. I was like, all my other cars, my Dodge Dakota I had forever. I think I had like 260 on it.
Oh, I remember that thing. You had it for a long time. Yeah. You did. So how many years did you think you had that?
Oh, geez. I don't know. Probably 7 years, 6 years or.
You know, I was trying to remember how many years I had the F-250 because I got that truck. Zach was young. And then, because I used it on a lot of Boy Scout trips and everything else. I bought that truck with 70,000 miles on it, though, when I got it. So I drove it 330,000 miles myself, but took good care of it.
That was a rare one, too, because it was a 7-lug, right?
Yeah, it was the F-250 was made. It was made 97 to 98 is the only years. It was called the F-250 Light Duty. Mm. And all of them were 4-wheel drive. All of them were 3-door.
And 7-lug is rare.
7-lug, yeah. Yeah, that's what they made that, yeah. Finding rims for it was fun.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was good. But no, that truck did me good. I used it for multiple motorcycle trips, drove it with the bike in the back to Colorado, Washington State, Oregon, Utah several times. The truck never let me down. It was a good truck.
Yeah.
It really was. Really was a good truck. So I remember. Do you remember when the freeway washed out? What was it? Was it the 10 freeway that was out towards
L.A. 10 freeway?
But heading out past Palm Springs that direction, heading east. They had a big thing in the desert and washed out part of the freeway.
Oh no!
The only thing that ever happened to me in that truck, and it wasn't the truck's fault, was. I got out there. I think we were doing a ride in Colorado, and I was headed to Colorado. Maybe was it the 10 freeway? I don't remember which freeway it was, but it washed out, and they were so I had to divert. Everybody had to go around. Well, so I looked and I was like, oh, look, I got enough gas, and there's a gas station right over there. The problem was out there. I got all the way around to where that gas station was. Guess what? It was out of business. It wasn't there.
Oh, no.
Didn't work. Yeah, so.
That's not the truck's fault.
No, I ran out of gas. That was my fault. The only time that's ever happened to me. And but it was just bad planning. Of course, I didn't know the freeway was washed out till I got there. And then I was like, I got enough gas to make it around this for sure. And there I was sitting alongside the freeway.
Oh, shoot.
Motorcycle in the back. That's when it was good to have AAA, though. Because I just called AAA and they brought me 5 gallons of gas.
Suck the gas out of your motorcycle, put it in the truck.
Yeah, I could have. Like, there wasn't much gas in it. Yeah. At that point when I'm traveling, I usually don't fill the motorcycle up.
That's true, yeah.
Until I get to where I'm going. But that would have been a great idea. It would have been even better to stop and fill up the can that I usually keep in the truck with the motorcycle when I have the motorcycle. But,
Well, you never.
Didn't work out that way.
Usually you don't want to make things heavier when you're. Put in the back of the truck.
Well, also didn't plan on. Usually, I stop at gas stations when I get low on gas. You know, but
once that are in business,
that'd been helpful. So anyway, it does happen to the best of us for sure. But no, that was not the truck's fault. That was my poor planning fault. So it does happen, and poor planning because I didn't realize that the freeway would be broken. I had to go a long extra way. So one of those things. So sometimes you got to plan on the road for things that go wrong. Right? Mm-hmm. That's what it is. But back to, saving money on a car. So basically this research that I was reading, if you drove every vehicle you purchased for over 15 years, you'd save over $250,000 in a lifetime.
Wow.
I'd say that's a house, but that's a down payment on a house here.
Yeah.
These days.
Yeah. So. That's Starbucks.
With interest rates and everything. Yeah. Well, yeah, you could buy a lot of Starbucks over your lifetime at $250K. That's for sure. Yeah. Similar savings on lots of models as far as that goes. You know, the quality, the good news is just keeping your vehicle service property, like bringing it to the West Automotive Group, one of our locations, saves you time and money in the long run for sure. Prevents breakdowns. It won't help you from running out of gas. If that's your problem, I can't help you with that one. But yeah. Like we were discussing. But servicing a vehicle properly will extend the life of it, will save you a lot of money in the long run, and you can drive the heck out of a car. Lots of miles. So just something to think about as we're talking about this and how to make your car last. We're going to go ahead and take our last break here. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Give us a call. When we come back, we'll talk to you. We're listening to Auto Talk Radio. You are right now on 1170 AM and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back. Make the phones ring. Brendan over there is taking a nap. Look at him. Little sleep deprived over
yeah,
there, buddy.
I only had like 3 hours of sleep. Oh, there you go.
The phone's ringing.
Oh.
He was complaining this morning. His young Dieter's keeping him up.
Yeah.
Welcome to being a dad. Mm. Eventually, the little feller will start sleeping.
Yeah.
Because we all need sleep eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that department.
Sleep?
Sleep, yes.
Not being awake from children.
Not from children.
No.
Yeah.
There's somebody crying in the night in your house. It's a bad day, huh? It's you.
Yeah, it's me. Because I have to work tomorrow. Sunday evening.
Don't get to sleep in tomorrow. Yeah, you know. Can be rough, for sure. Do want to remind everybody, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the number one technician-recommended battery worldwide. So if you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com and make an appointment. We'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other reason, you should check them out at their storefronts, because I'm telling you what, they have a battery for everything. 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar and La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the best batteries out there. We do not stock any other automotive-related battery at the West Automotive Group, so for one simple reason, they're great batteries. So if you need a battery, jump on westautomotivegroup.com for your vehicle, and we'll get you one. And if you need one for any other reason, check out their storefronts, because you can get some amazing batteries there. That's where I get all my batteries for the alarms, battery backups for the computers, all that stuff. Good stuff, for sure. Anyway, as we're discussing this morning, how to get the most money out of your vehicle and keep it and drive it. So basically, with proper care, many of today's vehicles can make it over 200,000 miles for sure. Owners that trade in their vehicles every 3 to 5 years lose thousands of dollars. That's what we're talking about, over a lifetime. If you take proper care of a vehicle and service it, you can save thousands of dollars over purchasing a new vehicle on a regular basis. Preventive maintenance each year can save you thousands of dollars in repairs also. Basically, you know, we follow what your owner's manual recommends and go from there, and it keeps your car in good working order, therefore saves you a ton of money for sure. All right, let's see what Bodie has to say. He's on the line. What are you doing, man?
I'm sitting in that famous chain drinking cheap coffee.
Uh-oh. you don't drink. Do you drink coffee?
No, I'm making a joke. I drink hot cocoa.
I was going to say, I didn't think you drank coffee. So I remember you saying that a long time ago. I do listen, Bodie, see?
And not only do you listen, you remember.
Yeah, which is amazing. Some things I forget intentionally, I think. I don't know. Yeah. You know, as you mentioned that, I was looking for my one roller cabinet that's in my garage. Snap-on roller. I don't know what I did with the keys to it.
Oh.
I was looking all over for the keys yesterday because I have a bander in there. Mm-hmm. And we have to Scott was asking me, can you band this transmission that we have to ship somewhere? And I was looking all over for the bander, and I'm like, oh, it's in my toolbox in the garage, I believe. And then I'm like, but the toolbox is locked, and I don't know where the key is. Mm-hmm. I spent like an hour looking for the dang key, so I don't remember everything, Bodie.
Well, it's time for the drill motor.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
That's the key right there. Makita.
Oh, no. That's not going to work out well. Yeah.
So there was a little pun right there. That was the key.
That was the key. You're right.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, as we know in the transmission business, it's all about the fluids.
It is. It's all about the fluids. That's right. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. Your youngin partner there, he said, oh, we're talking about you and yoga and stuff. And you know, I'm 78 and I still move like and think like a young man.
That's all that stretching and yoga.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as I mentioned before, yoga, it keeps the joints open.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing it does is stimulate your endocrine glandular system to work.
Well, whatever that is.
Well, you know, you get the hypothalamus.
It's probably your engine.
Yeah, you know, it's like modules in your body.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you think about this. Your liver does over 300 jobs.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, people talking about, the cars are very sophisticated. And so I read somewhere like, you know, BMW's got like over 120 sensors and relays and switches.
Yep.
And I thought about it like, man, these engineers are so phenomenal to think in this high order and like, well, if we have the circuit breaker here and they have a relay there and then we can have a switch here. And I'm like,
I would agree with you. Designing a car these days is no simple feat, I would say, because there's so much involved and electronics are so involved in it. Just the amount of wiring in a car also.
Oh, yeah.
Which is now reduced because we multiplex everything now, right? Everything talks to everything.
And yeah.
We use some of the same sensors for all different modules, the input. So the networking on a car is amazing too. But I mean, the CAN system.
Fiber optics wiring.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff that's in a car now for sure. And what's crazy is you can drive it down the road and it lasts for hundreds of thousands of miles, you know, without minimal issues.
It is, you know, there has to be a mechanical god or goddess somewhere.
Yeah, it's called Brian the Auto Man. No, I'm just
Brian
kidding.
The Auto Man. How could I forget that?
Yeah, what? You're talking to him.
And this is your public altar.
That's right.
Yeah.
It is. Make all your cars bow down to me. Thank you.
Yes, that's right. I'm reading a book about Albert Einstein, and someone said, you know, you're the scientist and you understand these complex issues mathematically and philosophically. He goes, how can you believe in a God? And he pointed to the sky and he goes, how could you not?
No, that's true. Pretty amazing stuff, huh?
He explained it simply. He said, the universe is amazingly simple and simply amazing.
That is true.
I never mentioned this on your program before. The universe means one entity, una. And now the scientists, a number of years, discovered there's another universe out there.
I've heard that. We've just not been there.
Yeah, we haven't been there yet.
No, I'm sure there's more than one other universe out there.
Oh yeah.
It would be simply minded to think that we're the only one, right? Yeah. I'm sure there's plenty of people that think that way, but to be honest with you, there's probably another one of us, and they might be further ahead in technology than we are.
Yeah.
Or behind. could be. How many universes do you think there are that are in different stages? And here's something to think about. Just like cars and the age of them, the age of that universe could be. There could be one still out there that has dinosaurs. And there was probably something that started before the dinosaurs in the universe. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I don't know all these things, but it's kind of cool to think about and think about what it takes to create a universe.
I stumped you, Bodie.
You stopped right there, didn't you? That was almost mind-blowing to think about, huh?
It is mind-blowing. And I'll tell you, as well, and what I like about you guys is you expand my thinking as well. As I go to the library and I go through the used books and magazine sections, and I picked up some Scientific American magazines.
Okay.
There are people talking about stuff that leaves what we're talking about miles behind. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
What they're talking about.
There's some super smart people in this universe, huh?
Oh, I was reading an article about the history of wine, W-I-N-E, and they can trace vines, V-I-N-E-S, back like 60,000 years to the Greeks, and some guy figured out genealogy and the DNA of the vines, and they combined them, and I'm like, who's got time for this?
Crazy, huh? But the other thing you got to think about is food and stuff that's come from things that are grown, right? And how did the first person was like, should I eat this? Will it kill me?
Yeah.
How did you figure out that it's not going to kill people before, you know? How did they know that it was food? And how did that all start? Maybe they watched the dinosaurs when they were eating the leaves or something. They're like, oh, we can eat that. That's salad. We're going to eat that.
Yeah.
Well, I once read an article, and it said, why is your nose next to your mouth?
So you can smell the stuff you're putting in it.
Exactly. And you can tell if it was good or bad sometimes.
True. True.
And what they discovered with rats is if you put a food source out for a rat, they have what they call like the tester rats. They go out there and the tester rat will eat it. And then if it dies, they won't eat that food. And if it lives, then they go eat it.
Good idea.
It's clever.
So, it's a good thing we don't do that in the human population. Like, hey, go over there and eat that.
Well, you wouldn't eat that. You wouldn't eat that stuff at the local coffee shop.
You would. No, definitely not. Hopefully they can't hear you.
We didn't say which one.
No, I don't mention them. Yeah. Here's a question for you.
Yeah, we should probably get back to automotive, huh?
Yeah, right.
Well, you have to drive there.
If someone turned on the radio and said, who is this, a philosophical show?
Yeah.
You got Tony Robbins on the air?
Yeah, are going off the rails this Saturday.
So 1999, CRV got about 250,000 miles. It burns oil. It smokes a little bit.
When you first started or smokes a little bit all the time?
If it idles a lot. No, it doesn't do it all the time. If it idles, you know, like 4 or 5 minutes, it'll smoke.
Okay.
What kind of oil should I use in there?
The oil that it calls for. And I'm just saying, like, so it's probably a 5W30, I would think, for that year. 5W30. Yeah.
520, I think.
530.
Oh, 530.
Is it 530? Okay.
Yeah, it's 99.
Yeah, Honda's probably, used to be.
I would use, you don't see, because of flow rates and the channels in those for the all the bearings and all, you don't want to change from the proper weight of oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know they make oil, no smoke oil?
What? That burns?
Well, it makes it, well, it's for people trying to get through smog.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. They make
Who oil. Makes no smoke oil? This is seriously automotive. I've never heard of this.
Yeah. You know, like BMWs, because they have the valve stem seal issues?
Yeah.
Yeah, they make, customer told me, he said he found it online. It's called No Smoke. No smoke oil, and he puts it in.
Well, if you don't put any oil in it and you run it without oil, it won't smoke
yeah,
then
yeah,
either.
Yeah, yeah,
but it will stop shortly.
Then you have a different problem.
You have another problem, yeah. Yes. So, yeah, Bodhi, you should get some no smoke oil then. I didn't even know
this
stuff
exists. I think it's expensive, though.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Who carries it? All the
I don't know.
The big boys?
Yeah, dude, I'm the auto god. You just said that, and I've never even heard of this.
I think it's on Amazon or something. No smoke oil.
What the better question is, what? Oh, a customer told you about it.
A customer.
I was going to ask you why you know about this.
No, no. Well, he was trying to get through smog.
His car wouldn't legally pass the rev test.
Yeah, yeah. The snap test.
It had to be older than 2000.
No, it was newer.
Do we do a snap test still with the new smog?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, visual. Yeah.
Oh, snap test. Right. You are right. Yeah, no sniffer test. But
yeah, but the BMW is the Valstem seals leak.
I forgot. It's been so long. I got a smog license. It's been so long since I did smog. I didn't even remember that. You are right, though. Yes, they have that. And that's you probably have valve guide issues going on for your question, Bodie.
Well, me?
Yeah, because when it sits like that. Me, not you personally. No, I'm sure your guides are fine.
He does yoga. He's good.
You're not burning any oil, are you?
I'm not going there.
Yeah. No, but my point is with the car is, yeah, often guides will do that, especially if they sit. Then what happens, the guides are worn and the valves and guide seals are worn. You get a little bit of oil comes down the guide onto the valve and gets sucked into the combustion chamber when the valve opens. So that's probably what's going on. The head on that car is starting to be worn out as far as the guides and the valves.
So here's a question for you. You know, Marvel Mystery Oil, what's your take on that?
It's too thick for that motor.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. That was good. Marvel, that stuff was great in the 70s and stuff. Early 80s, you could put it in cars. These days, it's a little tough on the car.
Yeah, I think his has VTEC, too. That's the older variable valve timing. Yeah, it won't like that.
No, it will not. Yeah, you put that in a VTEC motor, which Honda's motors are, it will be, like Paul said, variable valve timing. Those actuators will get very upset. They don't like that oil.
Oh, okay.
It's just too thick for the motor.
Okay. And then I picked up some Chevron gas stuff. You put like 8 ounces into a tank of gas. Is that, what's the additive?
Tecron? Chevron Tecron? Tecron?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a good carbon cleaner, et cetera. That works. That's fine.
Okay.
That does help. Holy smokes. How much is it?
If I was going to do that, I'd go to my shop and do
it's
that.
Expensive.
BK44 stuff.
Oh, yeah. You can. That works, too. And it's good. You know, every so often, that's great. Kind of like doing an induction service where we remove carbon. Paul just pulled up this no smoke oil. Is that a quart? $129 a quart?
I think that's for a pack of this.
How many quarts would that be?
Well, there's six in the picture.
Okay.
So $130 for six of them, I'm guessing.
So, geez, smokes.
That's 20. Wow. That's $20 a quart.
That's $20 a quart. There's a lot of transmission fluid that costs that out there.
Yeah.
Or more.
I mean, they're really. Unless you're trying to get through a visual inspection.
Do you think it works?
I don't know. I haven't tried it.
But what's in it that makes it not smoke?
I don't know. It's vegetable oil.
I need an engineer now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It says proprietary synthetic blend.
Oh, yeah.
There must be something in it that makes, it's got to burn, so it just makes it so it doesn't make any smoke. I'm sure that's healthy for the environment. That'll be banned. That's going to be banned eventually.
Yeah, probably.
Trust me. It's probably not for sale in California.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Back to what we were talking about on your car. The valve timing in that would not like some of those additives. The Tecron added to the fuel is a good fuel additive. Every so often will help reduce carbon buildup on valves, intake runners, things like that. So that's all good.
No, it says to put 8 ounces into a tank of gas. If I was to double that up, would that make a bigger difference or just follow the instructions?
Just follow the instructions.
I follow the instructors because double it up, you get too much in at one time. That stuff can create hot spots. It burns way hotter than fuel. That's what regular gasoline. That's why it removes carbon and things like that. It is a chemical, and you want to be careful of that. That's why, like doing a BG service, induction service, we recommend once a year. It's very important. They only sell that stuff to professional technicians because it's very important that you do it right. You get it in too heavy, and you could burn a valve, or there's all kinds of things you could do.
Or, a big piece of carbon go and clog something.
Yes, correct. It, it could chunk a piece of carbon off. So, which could happen if you put too much Tekron in also. It could release big pieces of carbon off of valves, which could cause a problem inside the motor. Carbon's hardcore, too. It can create a knock if you get a piece of it knocked loose and could cause some damage.
Yeah.
Woo!
That 44K fuel additive we have is really good.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
So. It's like a friend of mine, he's an alcoholic, and he said, well, I want to go on this fast and this juice diet and colonics and all that. And I call him Joe. I said, Joe, you took all these years to put it in. Let's take 6 months or a year to get it out.
There you go. Don't rush too fat. Well, that's unhealthy to go too fast. We know that also. So everything with time, right?
It's you know why? I think you may have heard this from me. You know why God invented time?
I actually don't. I'm stumped.
it keeps everything from happening at once.
Good idea.
Yeah,
that's a good plan. Yeah, we don't want everything to happen at once. That's for sure.
No, that would be the Big Bang. All right, John.
All right, my friend. You have a wonderful weekend and be safe out there, Bodie.
And I'm always stunned and impressed by the breadth and the depth of your knowledge.
Well, thank you, sir. It's always wonder to talk to you too. You always come with something great.
Ciao.
Take care, buddy. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. Be safe out there. Bye-bye. Always great stuff from Bodie. Real quick, let's grab Mark real quick before we have to go. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. I've got a question about oil. We have a new Toyota gas motor, or your car, and I thought I saw the weight of the oil recommended for the vehicle was a 0 to 16. Does that sound right? And is there a big difference between 16 and 20?
There's not a real big difference, but yes, they have changed. I think it is an OW16 now for the brand.
Yeah, there's some really
Is that a 24? 2024?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, they're always changing oil up these days to really. That stuff is like water.
It's so thin.
It's very thin. But here's the thing. The reason why is they've changed the clearances and they keep doing this. They're tightening everything up. So they make a motor more productive, obviously more energy efficient and better fuel mileage and all the things they do with it. So the bearing clearances are way smaller. So they need oil that flows. And that's why they keep going to these oils that they're designing that are super thin and flow really easy, which reduces friction. Great.
The variable valve timing and everything
we were just talking about that with
Bodie.
So small,
it needs that thin oil
work. Very thin oil for them to have all the actuators and all this stuff work properly. So you want to stay with whatever's recommended for sure by the manufacturer for that vehicle, because that motor was engineered for that weight oil. Just like we were talking about with him, no STP additive, none of that stuff to it, because it's too thick and it will not work properly, and you can cause damage to the engine.
Yeah, that's good to know. And same with the mystery oil. I was wondering about that too. So that's interesting.
Just know, in today's cars, the way they're designed, you as long as you stay up on the cert, you know, and I still recommend 5,000 miles on the oil service, using the proper quality oil with the car. Mm-hmm. Those motors last. They go a long way.
Wow, sounds good. You know, as far as your ASME mechanics, is that, would they teach you from start to finish, or is that a program that teaches
ASE Certified Master Techs? No, that is actually testing that they do. They don't do any training. So that's just, you have to pass these tests to become certified. So most technicians go to schools. Like, there's some good automotive schools. Cuyamaca's one college. There's several of them. So
That's good. What about, is ASME another different program, or
ASME? I don't know.
I'm not sure what that
ASE,
is.
Yeah, I don't know. But so Automotive Service Excellence is what ASE stands for, and they're like I said, a certifying group. and technicians take tests to become certified in all different areas. I don't know what ASME is.
We're ATRA too. Yeah, for the transmission stuff.
Yeah, ATRA is ATRA, Automatic Transmission Rebuilders Association, does testing also for certifying transmission techs.
Yeah, I was just wondering what it qualified to do for the like the ASE program too. But basically, you get your start in a college, and then you move up from there.
Yeah, but to become certified, you have to have 2 years working at a facility, as far as that goes. Even if you take the test and pass them, you have to have 2 years on-the-job training. So it works. We're going to have to run, Mark. Great talking to you. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. And everybody out there, hey, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. We appreciate all your calls and everybody tuning in for sure. Brendan's beating on the window like a monkey in a cage. Nothing against monkeys. Anyway, I want to make that clear. San Diego and everybody, keep the rubber side down and shiny side up. Be safe, and we will catch you next Saturday. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer 1170.
At the same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.